I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, early voting begins in Arizona, and an Alaska Native leader is inducted into the National Native American Hall of Fame. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Two Colorado senators recently introduced a bill that would significantly expand federal public land protections in the Gunnison River Basin. The legislation was developed in collaboration with one of the state's tribes. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Mountain West News Bureau. Wednesday is the first day of early voting in Arizona, and both vice presidential candidates will be making their cases to voters. Alex Gonzalez has more. Julie Kitka became the third Alaska Native leader to be inducted into the National Native American Hall of Fame at a recent ceremony in Oklahoma City. Kitka recently stepped down as the longtime president of the Alaska Federation of Natives and will deliver the keynote speech at the AFN convention in Anchorage next week. Kitka spent more than three decades working for AFN and was known to have the ear of national policymakers, from congressional leaders to military generals to White House cabinet members and staffers. She developed a wide range of connections to promote Alaska Native causes. AFN's first president, Emil Noddy, was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2021. The late civil rights leader, Elizabeth Peratrovich, was also honored in 2019. Five other Native Americans were inducted to the Hall of Fame this year. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.